With a flick of a switch, Fred Moss's hair clipper is shaving the back of a client's neck. Unsurprisingly, the burly barber's silver-black hair is cropped closely. It's slicked back in a shiny wave. Moss has been working here at Scala Barbershop in the Johannesburg suburb of Melville for 45 years. The man in the white coat has cut generations of family's hair.
The grandfather comes here for many years, and then he used to bring his sons here. And then obviously when they got married and they had children, they bring their children here.
Moss's customers sit in adjustable seats made of cream-colored porcelain and lackluster metal. Others are wood, with seats of red leather studded with brass. Two classic candy-striped barber poles line the shop's entrance. Moss's father started the Scala in the 1940s. He laughs when he remembers his dad forcing him to become a barber when he left school in 1968.
And I hated it. For the first year, I wasn't interested at all. And then I went off to the army and I came back, and that's when I realized, look, in for a penny, in for a pound.
Moss, an exuberant man with piercing blue eyes, threw all his energy into cutting hair, a job he still loves.
I absolutely enjoy it. I enjoy the people. I enjoy the company. We laugh every day. It's absolutely fun to cut hair. Ja, nee, verseker. Het gee my nou daarom weer rede om ook bietjie te gesels.
Ja.
The barber talks with the customer, who eases into a chair.
Like I always say, I haven't got clients, I've got friends. Because we like a big family here, you know, we talk about everything, we tell jokes, we discuss politics, we discuss sport.
Moss says his clients are extremely loyal.
They absolutely love my place because it's still the old school barber shop. There's no ease and graces, no appointments, no washing and no faffing, you know. So I think people really appreciate that.
Dr. Norbert Spitz certainly does. He moved to Johannesburg 2 years ago to work for a German non-profit.
And when I needed a haircut, I looked around and I discovered Fred's salon. From my first haircut here, I was very satisfied, and I like the ambiance, the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. It's very authentic. I get good service. Since that, I come here on a regular basis. I don't go anywhere else.
The silver blades of Moss's scissors flash as he cuts Spitz's hair at a surprising speed. It's cheap to get a cut at the Scala in comparison with those on offer at all the chic hair salons around Johannesburg. But Moss says his patrons include more than a few famous, wealthy South Africans.
For instance, the 95 Springbok World Cup champions. I used to cut just about the whole team, all the hair, before and after the World Cup. And then also I've got a lot of the local, well-known actors that also comes to me.
Over the decades, the barber says he's had to give some haircuts he describes as plain weird.
I once did four bikers. I had to cut the Suzuki sign on the back of their hair. I've had strange things like that, but I don't like doing it because it takes forever, you know.
Moss says he adores his three daughters, but he wishes he had a son to take over the Scala barbershop the day he finally hangs up his scissors and clippers. He appears resigned to it closing for good in a few years' time.
I would love to see this place carrying on. I mean, after so many years, it would be a pity because it became such a landmark. You know, it's been shown on TV and newspapers and all sorts of things. It will be very hard so if it has to go eventually.
But for now, Moss is still doing what he does best. Quick, easy and economic haircuts in a place where there isn't a metrosexual or a bottle of mousse in sight. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News at the Scala Barbershop in Johannesburg.